When the kids were little, right after my divorce, we lived in an apartment complex. And, of course, you know, things were pretty tight at that time because, you know, my wife left me with these two little kids to raise and I just had a regular job. Well, I didn't really have enough to put the, like, the big deposit down to have a pet. But the kids, you know, they were young and they deserved to have a pet. So I decided to take them to this flea market a couple towns away where there was a lady who every weekend would bring in her gerbils, and she had been breeding gerbils for a while. I thought, you know what? I had a gerbil when I was a kid, so that's, you know, it's not the worst idea I've ever heard. So let's try this. So we got two little gerbils. One was a tan kind of color, reddish tan, and then the other one was darker, kind of a grayish black. So they named them Shadow for the darker one and Ginger for the lighter colored one. I know, not very original, but they were little kids. So we had Shadow and Ginger for quite a while. I'm going to guess like at least a couple years. And, you know, I did a lot of research on gerbils. And, of course, you find out that the one important thing besides, you know, the feeding of them and taking care of them, the one important thing is that gerbils, their teeth are like humans' fingernails and hair. They continue to grow over their lifetime. So obviously with your teeth, you know, that could be a problem. They get too big and they would not be able to eat, and therefore they would, you know, they would suffer. So you have to give them things to chew on. We bought little pieces of wood, little wood houses and whatnot that you could buy for them to chew on, specifically made from the pet shop. We bought these things. They were kind of expensive, but we saved every paper towel and toilet paper, cardboard roll, wrapping paper, anything like those little cardboard tubes. They would love to run through them and chew on them. And, you know, after a couple days, you'd come back and it would just be like a huge fluff of shredded material. You'd change it out and put new in, and they were just thrilled, completely thrilled. At the place where I worked, they had the bathrooms had the toilet paper on the large roll, which is great for this. I had the janitor save me the rolls, the cardboard tubes, because they were thicker and larger. So it took a little bit longer for the Shadow and Ginger to tear them up apart. So anyway, you know, we had the gerbils for a while, and then my son, he had a science experiment that he had to do for school. And he, you know, asked me, he said, "What, Daddy, what should we do? You know, can you help me with this?" And I said, "Sure, let's think about it. Let's build a maze for the gerbils to run through." And he said, "No, there's another girl who's she's doing that with her hamsters. I don't want to do that." I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, you know what? Science is about taking data and recording it and making, you know, observations and stuff. So here's what we can do. We can give the gerbils different things to chew on, and we can see how long it takes them to chew them all up." Well, I know that kind of sounds like BS, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, he was in grade school, so it's not that big a deal, right? So we did this, and we gave them some towel paper rolls, and they chewed them up pretty quick. Then we gave them some paper, different things. And then one of the last things we gave them was just like a scrap of wood. Now, you know, it had been a long time since I've owned any pets, and I wasn't really thinking, to be honest with you. And so, you know, I should not have, you know, in retrospect, given them treated lumber. I know they're not eating it, they're not ingesting it, but some of those chemicals and stuff, well, let's just say that they went in to check on the gerbils and clean out the cages and stuff, and lo and behold, Shadow had passed away. So, you know, I was like dumbfounded what to do. The kids, I was just going to take Shadow and, you know, box him up and be as, you know, polite about it as I could. But I was just going to throw Shadow in the trash. And they're screaming, no, no, Daddy, you can't do that. You can't do that. And the problem is that the next day, you know, Shadow and Ginger followed closely after. So I had these two rodents that I had to find some way with a little decorum to get rid of. It's not like goldfish and you can just flush them down the toilet. That's not going to happen. So I determined that one of the things that we would do after the divorce is to, you know, kind of do something fun with the kids, but yet at the same time not cost a ton of money, is we would go to some of the local, you know, the closer state parks and camp. And it's just like car camping. You bust the tent out of your trunk and set it up and stay the night and roast marshmallows and weenies, stuff like that. You know, but the kids just absolutely loved it. I said, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll preserve them until such a time as we can go camping again, because we live in apartments, kids. We can't really just bury them right here on the apartments grounds. It's not, they wouldn't like that. And, you know, what happens if somebody comes and creates a fuss or a dog digs them up or whatnot? Let's wait till we go camping. Well, you know what happens is shortly after this, my ex-wife, she gets this brilliant idea. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the kids camping. So the kids start camping with her and I'm not taking them camping anymore. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? So meanwhile, I have previously bagged up Shadow, bagged up Ginger, and then Ziploc baggied, I mean, multiple times. I'm talking at least like 12, 15 layers of plastic baggie. And then I taped them up with tape. It made it, you know, not like you would easily be able to get into this thing. And I put them in the freezer. We just lived in an apartment. I just put them in the back of the freezer, and I told the kids, this will keep them from getting gross until we have time to bury them. So, you know, my wife starts camping, my ex-wife, and so I told the kids, next time you go camping with your mommy, you can take Shadow and Ginger and bury them. So I start dating this gal, you know, I guess months later, and it's wintertime anyway, so, you know, they're not really doing any camping right now, hence the reason why I would freeze the gerbils. So I had little gerbil pops in the freezer, and this gal, I started dating her, and then, you know, she kind of like, well, she's my wife now, so she moved in with us, and she was helping with the kids, and she's such a great gal. But here's the thing, she didn't know about the gerbils. So I called her on the way home from work one day. I said, honey, could you lay out you know, some hamburger, and I'll fix burgers or maybe spaghetti with meatballs or something like that when I get home. So she goes and she's looking around, and apparently, you know, I didn't have it as well stocked as I had thought. And so she lays out what she thinks to be, you know, hamburger. It's all packaged up, wrapped up. It looks like hamburger, you know. So she lays it out. The kids come home from school and they see Shadow and Ginger laying out on the counter, thawing out. And they start completely losing it. They completely lose their shit. They're like, what are you doing? No, no, Shadow and Ginger, put them back. And she's like, what are you talking about? So she calls me, and, you know, the kids are crying and upset. And I had to explain to her, that's not hamburger. So the end of the story is we finally sent Shadow and Ginger to their burial grounds out camping when the kids went with their mommy. And, you know, then they would go not at a regular park where you get like a little slot where you draw, you know, pull in with your car and get out and there's like your fire ring right there. They would go to do some stuff where they had to hike a little ways and go back in, and they had this special tree. There's a creek nearby and a rock, the same place. They would go to the same place every time, but it was like not just right there. So they went to this little special place, and they'd been camping several times, and so they felt comfortable. They wanted to take, you know, they wanted to take Shadow and Ginger to be buried there. So they buried Shadow and Ginger, and then they didn't go back for a couple months because it was really rainy and wet, and it was springtime. And then finally, you know, they did go back, and they found that, you know, sadly, Shadow and Ginger had been dug up and assumedly ingested by some other creature. But, you know, Shadow and Ginger are in a better place now, and they don't have to worry about any of that. So, I guess, you know, the moral of the story would be, you know, if you put dead gerbils in your refrigerator or in your freezer, just make pretty damn sure that you mark them, you know, do not eat dead gerbils or whatever.